So joining me now is Corinne Smolin from Glastonbury. She was one of, it sounds like, 300 volunteers to decorate the White House this year. Corinne, welcome to WICC. And what a crazy adventure for you.
Oh, for sure. Thanks so much. Yes, absolutely.
How in the world did you end up on the radar of the White House? And what's your background with decorating? You got to be pretty good at it, I'd imagine, to be one of only 300 to do this.
Oh, right. Well, I have actually been a designer for about 25 years. Prior to August, I was actually working in emerging technology. So I worked as a designer for all sorts of innovation, games, websites, apps. I've had the opportunity to work for ESPN, for Disney, for Lego. And as I went further in my career, I was kind of further and further from the design and decorating process. And I started going into the garden as a way to escape. And I really got into flower design and to learn to do my own wedding. And so I got really excited about installation work, arches, walls, and ceilings. And so garnering big experiences, it can be challenging. And I was like, what would be the biggest experience? And I thought, oh, the White House.
Wow. Did you have to apply? I was going to ask that.
So I applied in August and, and I didn't hear. And I was just kind of like, okay, well, I put my hat in the ring, put my portfolio out there and, kind of saw what happened, told my story about changing careers. And then I was so surprised and delighted when I found out in October that I had been chosen to go. And what an honor. And, you know, and it says it's 300, but those 300 are actually a little bit less. Some of those are VIPs. Those are people like mothers of the Gold Star mothers and teachers of the year and people who have been, you know, kind of honored to do this. And Jill Biden had a real strong kind of idea to do educators this year. So a lot of teachers of the year were invited. And I got to meet some of these wonderful folks from all around the country that have done such amazing things. And then after that, there's actually about 180, I think, slots that were taken by that. They try to divide that by, you know, folks, one, maybe two people from each state. So they do try to get a representation from each state in the country. So I got to meet decorators from, you know, from Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
And, you know, and some of these folks, I mean, just to witness and to work alongside of them, it was such an honor. And I learned so much and I've made some incredible relationships that I'm so grateful for.
I mean, absolutely. Talk about a grateful Thanksgiving, right? You flew down to D.C. on Thanksgiving to go do this?
I did. I flew on Thanksgiving and, that was actually a little tough for me because Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. And
I'm with you.
Not spending it with my family, but, you know, this was an act of service. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and, you know, I'm really grateful that I did it.
Corinne, was this the first time you applied for this?
Yes.
Wow. And you got it on the first shot. What's really cool about this, too, is it sounds like you had to work really fast. You worked, what, 11-hour days, I was reading, and it was really over a weekend.
Yes. It really is done over the weekend. You know, all those volunteers, everybody does all those little tiny details, every single minute detail that is part of this work at the White House is handcrafted by a decorator, from the pearls and the sequins on the ornaments to the details on the shadow boxes to the every single light. Everything, every ornament has to be wired to the trees, and lights are strung to the millimeter. So it is a tremendous job.
Wow. I was reading that the display included 165,000 holiday lights, 28,000 ornaments, 83 Christmas trees. It's a lot, a lot for a White House Christmas, certainly. Now, you decorated what specific part?
I spent most of my time on the center hall on the East Wing, and that's the long hallway that connects the Palm Room to the visitor's foyer. And then you exit out the Palm Room and you head through the Rose Garden, which I had to go take a little peek. Oh my goodness, it's gorgeous. And that takes you to the West Wing. I was not given access to the West Wing, but that center hallway, there is about 40 Christmas trees actually in there. And we had hung up that garland and every single element on those Christmas trees, from the tree skirts. They all had to meet that theme, which was the season of peace and light. And so this is really all designed to reflect the light kind of coming through these long, gorgeous hallways. And so it's really, it's an incredible sight.
Well, Curran, you said you had worked for Disney before. You sound like the Imagineers in the overnight, the cast members who make it go from Halloween to Christmas overnight in the Magic Kingdom. Yes. From October 31st to November 1st. That sounds like what you did at the White House. It's crazy.
Yes. You know, I got so many ideas for decorating and theming, like I said, from the incredible decorators and designers I got to collaborate with. And I have now witnessed what it takes to pull off a decor job of this measure. You know, I was coming back from the airport and I saw this holiday decor and I was like, wow, that's easy. So, you know, I think it's amazing what could be accomplished. So.
Yeah, no question. And Curran, do you know when it's going to be displayed, like where people can see pictures of it? Has that become public yet? Do you know?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's definitely public. So you can go on whitehouse.gov. You can see some of those pictures. FLOTUS on her Instagram site. She has a lot of the pictures that are up. And there will be a special, I think it's airing December 11th on HGTV, which will kind of go into the depth. And they were filming as we were putting it together. So that was so that's definitely something to check out. You can always call your congressperson and try to go see it. They do have 40,000 people that will be walking through. And I really, if you have an opportunity to go down to D.C., I mean, even this year or next year or any year, I think it's definitely something to witness.
And it sounds like, Curran Smullen, when I heard from our friends over at WFSB, you will be applying again next year to do this for the White House again, right?
Absolutely. I just because it's a different style, you know, and so I think for me, it would be fascinating. And I had heard from some decorators, you know, just the differences and the different styles. And a lot of it is just be a wonderful thing to experience.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And rooting for you to do it again next year and rep Connecticut and Washington, D.C. Thank you so much.
Thank you.